Here we go, live from the No Panic Zone, hidden inside the farm, where we still load our own. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, two Michigan boys find hundreds of dollars in a wallet on the ground, and instead of taking the money and running, they took the cash of the police in Wayland and turned it in. Good people still very much alive. Number two, in Detroit, the iconic Michigan Central train station is the focus once again of that major renovation work by Ford Motor. After long delays from COVID-19, the work crews are back there working on stage two. And number one, Michigan residents spent the weekend in many places snubbing the governor and gathering, sometimes by the hundreds. But what is she going to do about it? Send in the state police with riot gear and start clubbing people? One of those big gatherings on Lake St. Clair, nobody seems interested in staying home any longer. After all, the cases are down again and people just seem to be over it. In Michigan, we are averaging over 25,000 coronavirus tests daily and have for weeks. So I picked a random day, July 17th. All right? On one end and July 8th on the other. All right? So Saturday, July 17th on one end, Saturday, July 8th on the other. On July 17th, there were 72,502 official cases in Michigan. On Saturday, July 8th, that number had risen to 86,889, an increase of about 14,000 cases. Now, keep in mind, we have actually had a lot more than 25,000 tests daily, but for the sake of easy round numbers, over 22 days, we had about 550,000 people in the state tested for COVID, including myself. At the positivity rate, based on an increase of 14,000 cases in 22 days, it's about 2.5% testing positive. The state's reporting between 3 and 4%. I can do basic math here, boys and girls. That's 2.5%. On Friday, zero new deaths were reported. On Saturday, the increase was one new death in 24 hours. And yesterday, Sunday, the state checked in with just two. We've had three reported deaths since Thursday. And by the way, that's 3 days, putting a zero on the board in less than 2 weeks. Yet the lockdowns continue. Teachers' unions are playing overlord to you and your children, refusing to let hundreds of our thousands of our kids go back to school. And if you think this is the only place cases are plummeting for the second time, then you're not paying attention, or you're not hearing the actual numbers from the Sun Belt. Let me give you some updated information. Arizona hospitalizations are down over 50% from late July. Southeast Texas down almost 50%. Florida's down 30%. Georgia down more than 10% over just last week. So I say it's time for the Sun Belt governors to stop playing defense. It's time for those governors to say every death is a tragedy. But we in our hospitals weathered this virus without destroying our economy. And if you want to compare the outcomes to New York and other hard lockdown states, well, go ahead. This is proof that the right way to handle is not to panic, not to disrupt society completely and children's lives, but to treat the coronavirus and COVID-19 for what it is, a manageable medical problem. Manageable medical problem. On another note, since the 1st of February of this year, 45 American kids have died from COVID. At that same time frame, since February 1 till today, more than 13,100 kids have died from other causes. People 18 and under. COVID has been associated with the deaths of 11,371 Americans under 55 through yesterday. 11,371 Americans under 55 have died from COVID-19 or had COVID-19 when they died since February 1st. 190,000 have died in that same age bracket from other causes. 190,000 have died from other causes under the age of 55. France, Spain, and the Netherlands are among countries in Europe seeing massive spikes in daily cases again, which is weird, right? I mean, I thought they did everything right and America was some sort of a pariah. That we did everything wrong. Well, again, deaths per million. America barely makes the top 10, does on some lists, not on others, but we'll just say it's number 10 on the list of deaths per million. Doing far better than France, Spain, Italy, the UK, Sweden, and a host of others. Although Sweden, I would say this. That country did it right. They're not seeing the second increase in cases that some of us have seen. Not at all, in fact. There you have it. But like I said, on Lake St. Clair, people are just not worried about it. Large crowds. Raft off 2020. It's the same people that put on the Jobby Nooner, the big boating event. That was held normally this year despite an increase in coronavirus cases at the time. Now, a video from the weekend, large groups of people, no social distancing. The world's longest raft-off event. None are related to COVID-19 or is coronavirus mentioned on the website anywhere for this event. Whitmer has banned outdoor events with more than, is it 250 people or 100 people now? I can't remember. Too many executive orders to keep up on. In years past, the event has attracted 60 to 100,000 people. Police say they monitored the event but did nothing about it. I mean, honestly, if you have 25,000 people in the water floating around, what are you going to do, start clubbing them like baby seals? Come on. It's not really practical now, is it? And the answer is no. No, it's not. The governor complaining loudly about President Trump's executive orders, four over the weekend, extending unemployment benefits, protecting student loans, keeping people in their homes. The governor, in a statement, once again, the president has refused to work together with Congress on a bipartisan recovery package that supports our states, families, frontline workers, and small businesses. Actually, I think he did exactly all of those things. I'm confused. The governor has, am I counting right, 166 executive orders? Plus executive actions, plus who knows what else, right? 166 plus at least 8 executive actions. That puts us at 174. By the way, that puts her far and away the most of any governor in America, I believe. I don't even think it's close. By far and away the most of anybody. As we emerge from the pandemic, though, I look down, I realize, man, I packed on a few pounds. I've got to get focused again. And if you're ready to lose weight and feel great, then it's time for you to do it as well. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, your custom solution to losing extra weight. My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you and you alone. Find out more by logging on to GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Remember, you can use flex accounts, health savings accounts. Make it all work. All right. Quick break. We'll be back on the No Panic Zone after this.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Summer 2020 is going to be a hot one. Did you cuddle with your sweetie and then fall asleep under the blankets last night? We did. because we're using our well water to keep our home cool and dehumidified with a WellConnect Geo Hybrid unit. And you don't have to chop and stack any wood for this winter because the WellConnect unit can heat your home too. Finance with no money down and getting a 26% federal income tax credit for this year, all while using only your well water? Getting a WellConnect unit was a no-brainer. Made in Alpena, Michigan, call them today at 989-356-2113 to get a free home inspection and to find out all the details. Again, call them at 989-356-2113 and check out their website at WellConnect.com. You'll be glad you did. Happy cuddling!